Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. On the last episode, Ava and Lucas went on a trip to Hawaii, and then Ava got turned into a mermaid. It's up to Lucas to save her and turn her back into a kid. If you love Kids Short Stories as much as me, please leave a 5-star review to tell the world how awesome this podcast is. Are you ready for this next adventure? Me too. Let's go. Lucas is very worried on the beach right now. He just doesn't know what to do. How in the world did his sister Ava get turned into a mermaid when she got hit by that giant ocean wave? He said, "Ava, this is crazy. How in the world are we going to turn you back into a kid?" And Ava was actually not as scared as she was. She was like, "Well, you know, Lucas, this isn't as bad as it looks. I've kind of always wanted to be a mermaid, so this is pretty cool." Lucas said, "Are you kidding me? This is not cool, because what happens when mom and dad see this? They're going to freak out. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" "All right, Lucas, first, let's take a big deep breath. All right, everything's going to be okay. We're going to get this figured out." Lucas was looking all over the place when, "Wait, what's that? That's weird. There was a big bottle that just washed up on shore. And there's a big, like a roll of paper in it." He picked it up, popped the top off, and pulled the paper out. It had one sentence on it, a message that read, "To turn a mermaid back into a human, you must find the purple star." "Wait, that's it? What kind of instructions are these?" Lucas said. "Oh man, what does that mean? A purple star. A purple star. Why does that kind of sound familiar? Star. Like in the sky? Purple star. I've never seen a purple star before. Wait a second. A starfish? Do you think it's talking about starfish? So all we gotta do is find the most rare starfish in the whole world, the purple starfish. I've never seen one before. They are so rare and so hard to find. How in the world are we gonna find that and turn Ava back into a kid? Ava, what do you think?" As he turned around, Ava was gone. "Ava, where'd you go?" You see, Ava had actually just swam away for a minute. She wanted to try out her new mermaid fins. She'd always dreamt of being a mermaid, and she didn't know that that day would actually come true. She was so excited to swim in the ocean as a mermaid. She was having so much fun swimming around and exploring. She found all kinds of cool things. She learned that she could talk to fish while she was swimming. And, "Wait, what's that?" she said. "There's a cave down there. Let's go check it out." Ava the mermaid swam down to the cave to go investigate. "Wow, this is so cool," she said. She had never been in a coral cave before. Do you know what coral is? Yeah, coral is a really cool organism that lives under the ocean, and it needs the ocean to stay very healthy and clean. So that's why we don't throw our garbage in the ocean, because when the garbage goes in the ocean, then the coral dies, and that's really not good. So we got to keep our oceans very nice and clean. And so she was exploring this super cool cave coral. Wow, there were all kinds of cool little creatures. Things that she had never seen before. Giant lobsters and crabs and tiny little shrimp. All different colors of fish. This was absolutely amazing. Ava, her dreams had come true. "Oh, this is amazing. I could live down here. Well, I would definitely miss my parents and Lucas. This might not... I don't know if I want to be a mermaid forever. Maybe Lucas was right. We should kind of figure this out and find out a way to get me turned back to a normal kid. Ava then thought it was a good idea to swim back to where her brother was. As she was picking up some really cool seashells that she had found and putting them in her mermaid pockets, she swam out of the cave. And just as she was leaving the cave, she was swimming pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden, bonk, she smacked right into this giant pink wall. What? Wait, that's not a pink wall. Oh, no. That was not a pink wall. That was a giant pink fish, maybe, or sea monster. But it had a giant, like, unicorn head horn coming out of the top of its head. Ava was so scared. Dun, dun, dun. What is Ava going to do? Make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear what happens next.